You can't say the machine is drunk. Everyone now glared at the bartender. Reluctantly, he poured 2 shots of rye, drew 2 glasses of water. The man drank his drink. Then he fed the machine its drink. The machine's light grew fainter. One of its cranky little arms wilted. For a while, the saloon simmered along like a ship at sea in calm weather. Every one of us seemed to be trying to digest the situation with the help of liquor. Quite a few glasses were refilled. Most of us sought help in the mirror, the court of last appeal. The fellow with the unbuttoned collar paid for his drinks. He walked stiffly over and stood between the man and the machine. He put 1 arm around the man, the other arm around the machine. "Let's get out of here and go to a good place," he said. The machine glowed slightly. It seemed to be a little drunk now. "All right," said the man. "That suits me fine. I've got my car outside." He settled for the drinks and put down a tip. Quietly, and a trifle uncertainly, he tucked the machine under his arm. And he and his companion of the night walked to the door and out into the street. The bartender stared fixedly and then resumed his light housekeeping. "So he's got his car outside," he said with heavy sarcasm. "Now isn't that nice?" A customer at the end of the bar near the door left his drink, stepped to the window, parted the curtains, and looked out. He watched for a moment, then returned to his place and addressed the bartender. "It's even nicer than you think," he said. "It's a Cadillac." "And which one of the 3 of them do you think is doing the driving?"